Queridos hermanos y hermanas, a greeting may be more appropriate today on Epiphany than at any other time, but it's always appropriate in our culture. As you know, then I quickly say, dear friends. It almost seems as if we're always looking for something. All the way through life, we're looking for something. Maybe we're looking for good friends that we can trust. Maybe we're looking for the right school to go to after high school or high school. Maybe it's a good job. Maybe it's something as insignificant as the car keys or a good parking place, especially if it's raining. Or what to make for supper. Or the recipe for what we want to make for supper, or the TV guide, or a good gas station that's not charging a lot these days. A phone number, a bargain. A credit card we need and can't quite remember where we last put it. I mean, we're always looking for something. We're seekers, as a matter of fact, all the way through. We're seekers. Something more. In a big sense, maybe the will of God, maybe peace in the world, or harmony in a family or neighborhood. We feel a certain kinship, therefore, with the Magi, coming, as we're told, across vast distances from a strange and distant land, looking for a newborn king. Sometimes seekers are welcomed. Sometimes they're welcomed and helped. Like good teachers who search out the gifted bored students and engage them in such a way that once again they grow and learn and their creative abilities are engaged, maybe the seekers are welcome. Or maybe people who staff the information booths at airports or train stations. People are eager to use their advice and their assistance. At holiday time, often big stores have a little place where you can say, I have to get a gift for this person and I haven't a clue. Got any ideas? Or the department stores or the various big stores that have someone at the door to say, what are you looking for? That's where you go. Over in that corner, this corner, the department you're looking for, I'll help you get through everything. Parishes have these information sessions for seekers, for people who are thinking, well, maybe I'd like to know a little bit more about Catholicism because I don't know, and maybe I should think about that. So sometimes seekers are welcomed and aided. But unfortunately, sometimes they're not. Sometimes people get in the way in history. Not everyone is warmly welcomed. We have a long history in this country, even though we say people are welcome from other parts of the world, of not being so open. The classic case for us as Catholics is the way in which Catholics were not welcomed a century and a half ago in this country. And in Boston, the signs in the window saying, you know, employees, we were looking to hire someone, and then there'd be in clear print, Irish not welcome. That was because they were outsiders, because they were Catholic. So we have that as well. There were pastors on the south side. Conversely, as I think about it suddenly, Irish pastors who went through the congregation before Mass and say, you're not Irish, you don't belong here, you go to your own church. You're Italian, we really don't want you here. Unfortunately, that's part of our history too, it's not just other people. African Americans were subjected to redlining. My mother was baptized, as I say on occasion, in a Lithuanian church because the Polish parish didn't want Slovaks. I mean, that's part of the history of this mess that we call a country. There was a great moment out in Chicago when the Catholic schools were integrated. And Cardinal Meyer, our own Cardinal Meyer from Milwaukee, was the Archbishop down there, and he gathered the pastors together. And one pastor stood up and said, in my parish school, there will not be any African Americans. And there was a silence, as you can imagine. And Cardinal Meyer said, your resignation is accepted, thank you. And that was the end of that discussion. Every generation, my point is, there are people are welcome, but every generation has its own struggle with some issue for whatever sets of reasons, racial or economic or national, that are hard selfishly to welcome. The names and faces change, but the reality is there. So it's not just someone else's problem, it's always ours. And it's important on Epiphany to sort that out. That's why I always make a point every year of underscoring the utter irony of the fact that the Magi are celebrated today. We have domesticated them. We've made them colorful, and we've made them cute, and we've made them comfortable. But they weren't. In fact, they were descendants of hated Assyrians and Babylonians, who were powerful and cruel and idolatrous. And they were the ones that are lifted up as coming to Bethlehem. And as I almost always say every year, first century Jewish people would have been horrified to learn that a son or daughter had a friend who was one of those people, much less proposing marriage. They would be horrified, because it just wasn't acceptable. Anybody but them would have been the refrain. And this is precisely what we celebrate today on the Feast of the Epiphany, the revelation that, yes, them, whomever the them may be, fill it in. Kids in school of the other group, for example. Biologically, we know that inbreeding is very dangerous, that it produces weakness and eventually deformity. It's very dangerous biologically. Spiritually, minds closed to a fresh way of looking at God are stale. They're not life-giving. They really aren't. And parishes closed to some group of people, and I have to say I've seen it over the years myself, parishes closed to some group of people, whomever that may be, are dying parishes. They may have some money in the bank, but you watch them over a period of time, and they're closed off, and therefore they're atrophying. Political candidates who want to close us off at this point in history, who cater to fear, are not making America great. Just the opposite, making us smaller, narrower. Yes, we have to be wise in all those decisions, all those issues. We have to be wise, we have to be smart, but we shouldn't ever be foolish. We should be welcoming. Every outsider has a blessing and a gift. And so I was thinking about the crib, and I was thinking that we still have another figure to put in the crib. We've added the Magi, and they should be there. And everything they really represent should be there. But maybe we should also have a Herod in the bushes somewhere, frowning and saying this is not a good idea, fearful and frowning. As a figure of opposition, because the Magi are a challenge to our imagination. That's why the Feast of the Epiphany is so important, year after year after year. The other, whomever the other is important. It's an element in God's plan, because God is other. And God wants us to be open to the other. And to recognize that for lots of people, we are the other. And God is in that whole mix. And that's the mystery of the Epiphany. And it's a wonderful mystery, and it's the high point of the Christmas season.